possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
NFL cutdown day today. Ravens have some roster moves. Hard decisions to make. And here to talk about that on this Turn It Up Tuesday from USA Today. It's the Ravens Wires on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in, as we do every Tuesday, Kevin Allstriker. Kevin, good morning. What is up?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, we got the cutdown day going today. I know by 4 p.m. they got to get those rosters in. Who knows when they'll actually release it to everybody. I think last year was around 8:30 p.m. that they ended up getting that thing out. So, you know, we'll see what ends up happening. But as you mentioned, there are plenty of tough decisions they have to make here.
What is the toughest decision, as you see it, Kevin, that John Harbaugh and the coaching staff are going to have to make today, getting that roster down to 53?
I would probably say their decision potentially to keep five inside linebackers. Now, we know that John Harbaugh said that Jake Hummel is going to be on the roster. So I know that some people were speculating with all these undrafted guys making names for themselves. Could there be a veteran that is a surprise cut? It's not going to be Jake Hummel. So five inside linebackers. Jay Higgins obviously did a lot over the course of training camp and the preseason to make a name for himself. And, you know, I think that for the Ravens, they can get away with both having five and not having five, but you also have to wonder about the cornerback situation. Maybe they want to keep an extra offensive lineman. So if you do that, you know, can you afford to keep five inside linebackers, or can you get away with maybe trying to sneak Jay Higgins through waivers, or even Chairman Martin, who had a really great preseason as well? So I think, to me, a lot of people love Higgins, myself included. He was someone I was looking at for them in the later rounds of the draft, and Baltimore obviously got him as an undrafted free agent. But, you know, five inside linebackers, the sum might be a little too many at that position.
Kevin, when I've done the 53, I've never had a fifth inside linebacker. And reason being is as Harb's talked about yesterday, you know, they got to be teamers, all right? And this is too good a football team to rely on a bunch of rookies on special teams. That's why I always thought Hummel was making a team, you know, and I never thought Higgins or anything. I think they're going to be practice squad guys. And the thing about it, Kevin, is you're like, I was always in that situation, you know, like when I was GM and stuff, and it's like, oh, everybody's going to want our guys. Everybody wants our guys. But the thing about it is when they go take your guy, you know, all right, is he better than our guy? You know, because you got to cut somebody. So, I mean, the Ravens will probably lose three or four guys, probably, I would think.
Yeah, and, you know, I always go back to a couple of years ago with Ardarius Washington, who got cut. And that was at a point everybody thought he was going to get claimed. And that was, he had a good preseason. There was just no roster space for him. And he ended up making it on their practice squad. And obviously, unfortunately, the injury happened to him, but he was a key contributor to the Ravens last season. So you're right, where it feels like if the Ravens move on from a bunch of these younger guys who have made names for themselves, all of them are going to get claimed. That generally does not happen. You're exactly right. So for guys like C.J. Okoye on the defensive line or C.J. Raveno, who I thought played well, obviously everyone's talking about Keon Martin, like I said, a Higgins, a Martin, et cetera. Like, they'll lose a guy. They might lose a couple, like you mentioned. But, you know, at this point, the Ravens, the veterans that they've signed, and I know that they do handshake deals sometimes, but, you know, the vets are going to have roles. They've talked about those roles with them. That's why they signed in Baltimore. So I think that, to me, there's room for a guy like a Ruben Lowry. Ruben Lowry's made the roster. But, you know, you can't keep everybody. It's a good problem to have. You'd rather have 65 guys to feel good about as opposed to 45 guys to feel good about. So the Ravens, it's tough decisions, tough letting good guys go, but you'd rather be in that situation than the other one.
Now, when you did your 53, Kevin, do you have 11 DBs?
Yep, I do. I have 7 corners and 4 safeties. So I had Keon Martin making it for me.
Oh, you had Keon Martin making it instead of Bo Braid.
Yeah, I thought for me, him playing late in the game was pretty telling. And, you know, I guess I read into playing time a little more. I'm not sure how you guys feel about it, but, you know, seeing him play late into the game, and at that point, I think Keon Martin was even out of the game. So I feel like he showed more than Bo Braid did. I think Bo Braid probably a practice squad guy for them, but yeah, I had Keon Martin over Bo Braid.
The only thing, you know, and I like Keon Martin, all the things that you said, but the thing about it is Keon Martin's 5'9", 170. And for him to even be active on game days, he's got to be on teams. And 5'9", 170 is not going to help me on any teams. That's the only reason why I kept Braid over Martin is because of special teams. Because, I mean, we hear Harbs always talk about you got to have your core special teams, guys. And that's where, to me, you know, the Sanusi Canes and the Bo Braids and those guys come in. And another guy who did really well, you know, like all those receivers got to be special. And Tez Walker, you know, he was covering a hell out of punts and stuff in the preseason. So I think all those receivers will be active because they're all involved. You know, 4, 5, and 6 are all involved in teams.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I would agree with you where if Keon Martin does make the roster, he would be probably just an inactive. Like, I think that's probably what his role would be. And you talked about all those guys with special teams. Someone that I didn't really have on my roster, I mean, I have him on there now, but Rasheen Ali is someone that John Harbaugh's made very clear that, hey, he's on the starting job. He's a starter on all these special teams units. Like, he's on kick return, punt return, like all the that's how you help the Ravens, you know, especially when you're looking and you're right. Those 50th, 51st, 52nd, 53rd roster spots, it's your ability to play special teams. And we know the vice block Keon Martin had. John Harbaugh talked about it. He was very – that was his favorite play from Keon Martin. He had a pick six and everything. And John Harbaugh likes the block on special teams, which was a good play. Him and I think it was Jackson had that together. But, yeah, to me, I think that – and I know teams generally probably don't view it this way. They just want to keep the guys that they feel like can help them the best. I think that at this point, Martin probably has a better shot of not getting claimed. But again, I think the teams don't really view it that way. I mean, it's more so, hey, can this guy help us? Can this guy not help us? We're going to cut the guy that doesn't help us as much as the other guy. But I think that Martin, over the course of the preseason game, showed a lot, pass coverage, run defense, even on special teams. So it's going to be a toss-up because both guys are talented. We know that Bo Braid had a great preseason last year and made the roster, and he's had that year of experience under his belt, which maybe that's the deciding factor. He's just had a year, and Keon Martin has it. So a lot of decisions have been made in that regard.
Kevin, how concerned are you with Jair Alexander? Because we saw him out of camp. When he's healthy and when he's out there playing, he's exceptional. And I love the attitude, and I love the cockiness, and I love everything it brings. How often are we going to see him? Because he won't have practiced for basically a month.
Yeah, it's a tough one because we know that with Jair, as you mentioned, with that great play does come the injuries. And, you know, that's part of the reason why the Ravens were able to get him for a deal worth $4 million for a player that, honestly, when he's healthy, is probably a top 10, the worst 15 corner in the league. So, at this point, if Jair is back on the field and John Harbaugh has made it clear at least that he feels like a lot of those guys will be back. In fact, all of them essentially, but Isaiah Likely will be back by the time next week rolls around, then, you know, it's all right. I think for Jair, he's a vet. He doesn't necessarily need to practice. Like, it's not the end of the world. Obviously, it's important, and the refs, especially coming into a new team, are important. But, you know, there is no need for Baltimore, I guess, to rush him back. And it feels like that's kind of what, you know, Jair's been kind of chomping at the bit to get back there. And the Ravens are like, hold on. So, That's fine for me. Obviously, if it continues to linger and maybe he's like limited for the week leading up to Buffalo, and you're like, okay, what's really going on here? But I'm not gonna worry right now. But again, if we start to get into that territory of like he's questionable throughout the week heading into week one, then I think that's a different conversation.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Kevin, real quick, because it's prediction time, at least for this Turn It Up Tuesday. Next week, we're full on. Who will lead the Ravens in touchdown receptions? Kevin Allstriker.
Oh, you know, I'm going to go with a guy who just got awarded with an extension, and that's Rashad Bateman. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go Bateman this year.
Nice.
Kevin, appreciate it as always. Enjoy the rest of your Turn It Up Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Kev.
Awesome, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
There's Kevin Allstriker. Whip around coming up next. What happened on the world of sports last night? Hey, Venus Williams played tennis. Played well for 45 years old, not being around for a minute. And unfortunately, got jettisoned when it was all said and done. But that was a feel-good story. This day in Orioles history, a couple of roster moves in the NFL we'll talk about. Then it's the Notes from the North segment. We go to Cincy first, then we're going to Pittsburgh and then Cleveland. What the hell's going on in the division on this turn?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Up Tuesday.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Time for the Whip Around here. This Turn It Up Tuesday. Za'Darius Smith, remember him. He's a free agent right now. ESPN's Jeremy Fowler reporting multiple contending names have been checking in on Za'Darius Smith and 9 sacks last year. Ravens are not in that phase of looking for help, at least for now. But if you're Za'Darius Smith, do you pull a Clowney or a Van Noy from 2 years ago and wait around and see what happens? I got he's kind of in that same ballpark.
Yeah, no doubt. He can he's got that veteran experience. The thing I like about Za'Darius is when he plays over the guard, he's a mismatch. I think he's really good inside rushing the passer. I don't like him as much on the outside, but inside, thought he was really good.
Desmond Ridder, released by the Bengals. Jake Browning will be the backup quarterback, it looks like. We'll talk more about this with Charlie Goldsmith coming up in a couple of minutes here.
I think Browning had a hell of a preseason. The one game I was watching, Bob, he was really, really good in that one. So they're keeping two quarterbacks. I get it. Probably keeping more defensive players, which they should.
Kenny Pickett traded to the Raiders, backup quarterback there.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't keeping four, the Browns. And it's kind of all along they were talking about either Flacco or Pickett were going to get traded. And then when, you know, Joe was going to be the starter, Pickett missed most of camp, kind of made sense. And, you know, it worked out perfectly because with the Raiders, O'Connell breaks his wrist and is going to be out 8 weeks or so. They needed a backup, and I guess they liked Pickett best.
Cleveland also released wide receiver Deontay Johnson, who was briefly a Raven in 2024.
That headache must have got big, Bob.
And then he goes, it's at Carolina. Actually, was doing okay.
Yep.
Then he comes to Baltimore, contending team. Felt he was underused, didn't want to go into games. Went to Houston, did the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who does he think he is?
I don't know.
Lynn Swan? Now he's unemployed. And we'll talk more about that as well. And a couple here on the Whip Around. We got this day in Orioles history. Today is August the 26th. Memorial Stadium. Orioles taking on the Twins and win handily. Todd Cruz, he drove in three runs. Al Bumbry, the B, drove in three himself. Mike Boddicker, three-hit shutout as the Orioles beat Minnesota 9-0. That was Boddicker's 11th win of the season. And he got in the rotation because Mike Flanagan got hurt early in the year. And then Boddicker was a playoff and World Series hero for the Orioles 2014. Oriole Park Camden Yards. Orioles beat the Rays 4-2. Caleb Joseph drove in two runs. Scopalope and Nelson Cruz had ribbies. Brad Brock gets the win. Zach Britton picked up his 28th save. We talk about how good he was in 2016, and he was. He was great. He was really good in 2014, making the move from starter to bullpen arm. Something the Orioles might be looking into in 2026, because they need a closer. And then 2 years ago today, Nolan, doesn't it seem like it was only yesterday that 23 season was bringing us 101 wins and we were all glorious? Nolan was walking around with his foam number one finger. He's like, oh my God, look at Nolan celebrating the season. Orioles beat the Rockies 5-4. Mountie went 2-for-3 with two ribbies. Arias and Taters and Austin Hayes, they drove in runs. Real quick, what do Arias, Anthony Santander, and Austin Hayes all have in common?
They're all former Orioles.
They're all ex-Orioles. Kyle Bradish gets the win. And then Yennier Cano got the save. And I totally spaced on this one yesterday, and I apologize. 2 years ago, yesterday, is when Batista blew out his elbow against the Rockies with two outs. Then had the Tommy John surgery. Came back, of course, this year. And then with, just as it seemed as though he was ramping up to being, you know, the mountain of All-star quality, the shoulder blows up on him. Yeah. So there you go.
That was like watching that Boston pitcher last night, you know, when his arm went out.
Richard Fitz.
Yeah.
If I was of the juvenile mind, I could go so many different places with that guy right now. But it seems as though it's nothing severe for him. He just kind of cramped up there. But the Orioles lose last night 4-3. We'll talk about that next hour with Kyle Goon. But when we come back, notes from the North. For the first time here in 2025, we're going to Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Cleveland. Let's get some intel on the Ravens division foes, all chasing Baltimore. I don't think that's homegrown nonsense here, drinking purple Kool-Aid. It's a fact. Ravens are division champs two times. Everyone's trying to catch them. Who's best equipped to do
this season? Let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Do so.
Bengals.
Chase to the
Browns.
Touchdown. Miles Garrett gets home.
Steelers.
Pressure ball out. Picked up. What? Touchdown Steelers.
Ravens.
Lamar winding up. Good deep for Bateman. He's got it.
The toughest division in football. Notes from the North. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
All right. For the first time in months. Notes from the North, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. The NFL season starts next Thursday, September 4th, and really gets rolling on the September 7th date. So we're all psyched for kickoff, and let's bounce around the division. We'll start it off today on the Window Nation Guest Hotline. All guests brought to you by the Window Nation Guest Hotline, by the way. Charlie's Blackboard Newsletter, friend of the show. How about Charlie Goldsmith talking about the Bengals? First of all, Charlie, good morning. How you feeling?
Feeling good. How about you?
I'm feeling great, man. Appreciate the recognition there. All right, Trey Hendrickson, how's he feeling? He got a raise, significant one at that, but is he in full-on warm and fuzzies, or is he just good enough to get through this campaign and then we might be dancing this dance again soon?
Well, what this has turned into for him was his first contract year since, what would that be, 2020? And Hendrickson's guy who wasn't going to be getting the multi-year guarantees he wanted from the Bengals, the trade market never materialized. So the compromise that they agreed to was a $14 million raise for this season. It's fine for both sides. I don't think either side is thrilled. It's not a huge victory for either side. But it's a short-term solution that at least secures Hendrickson's willingness and eagerness to play in 2025 with no distractions.
Charlie, with Shamar Stewart, I thought he was the biggest boomer bust first round pick. How's he doing?
You know, he had a really strong training camp. There were some rookie moments mixed in there as well. Plays where he got tied up, plays where the technique wasn't quite what he needed to be. But he truly flashed more than anyone else on the defense, and Hendrickson wasn't practicing. So take him out of that mix. But the batted passes, the chase downs of the quarterback, the quick wins at the line of scrimmage, it was a very successful training camp for him. I don't think he'll be a consistent down-to-down player. I think the hope is that he has those big splash moments.
Now, Charlie, the defense basically sucked last year. Yes. Has it gotten better?
Well, no, but no. So they changed defensive coordinators. They brought back mostly the exact same defense. They added a nose tackle, which should help because they didn't have that last season. Their new guy there is TJ Slayton. He'll kind of fill the old DJ Reader role that they didn't have. Stewart should help. They have a new linebacker. I think they have a much better culture than they had last season. It's a defense much better suited for young players. That's going to be much better, a better environment for development. But is this a defense that's gone out and proved that it's completely different than it was last season? No, it didn't.
Will they get off to a faster start since they played all their starters in the preseason?
So the thing is, the slow start thing, if you really boil it down, has just been about Burrow, has been about guys who've been hurt in camp. And then last year was about Chase, who was a last-minute addition to the week one roster because he was threatening to not play due to his contract situation. So it's not like it's been the defense or it's been the offensive line or it's been this or it's been that. It starts with Burrow, and Burrow just had the most normal training camp of his career, not battling or coming back from any sort of major injury for the first time ever. And I think that's going to make a big difference. I think he'll be fine in a way that he wasn't to start the season in previous years. They're better set up than they've ever been, even if the defense isn't that good.
Charlie Goldsmith, tell everyone about the newsletter covering these Bengals here.
Stock Word on Substack. You can also find it. We're teamed up with the local Fox station in Cincinnati. But Bengals breakdowns, Reds breakdowns, all that kind of stuff that I've been doing, I've gone independent.
Charlie, appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you a lot over the next few months as football 2025 has started and everything starts on September 7th. Charlie Goldsmith, everybody. Charlie, thanks for joining us. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, notes from the North as we're getting you ready for the rivals of the Ravens here in the AFC North. And let's go to, you know, historically the most bitter rival that Baltimore faces. He's with the Associated Press. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, like all of our guests. Another friend of the show, Will Graves. Will, good morning. Thanks for joining us. And how is training camp for the Steelers 2025 been? Aaron Rodgers is in the fold. DK Metcalf is back, or you acquired him to bolster the wide receiver group. You made a trade for Jalen Ramsey. Haven't really heard a lot of drama coming out of Steelers land so far.
No, I think, you know, Aaron, to his credit, you know, he addressed the team when he arrived at minicamp and said, hey, look, here's why I signed when I signed. Here's what I got going on in my personal life. Please judge me by your experiences with me and not what you might have heard. And he repeated that on the first day of training camp. And then he's kind of repeated that in individual settings, too. So he is trying his best to sort of assimilate. You've seen, you know, Deshaun Elliott, who kind of talked some smack on social media after Aaron was sort of taking his time, walk it back. You've seen Cam Hayward say that he was taken out of context on his own podcast. walk it back. And we love Cam, but I mean, like, that was like, come on, brother. Like, what are we doing here? So, you know, I think that he is doing his best to sort of fit in. It seems to be working. I mean, look, I've sort of taken a fly on the wall viewpoint with him. Like, it's sort of weird, but my job is to basically stalk him and whatever he does. And whenever he's in the locker room and we're allowed to be in the locker room, I'm sort of just kind of like scoping him out, watching how he interacts. You know, I saw him the other day, within 5 minutes, you know, chat up Mason Rudolph, which is understandable because he's a, you know, he's another quarterback. Yaya Black, who's one of their rookie defensive tackles from Iowa. And then Mason McCormick, like the second-year guard. But all like, just very casually, you know, it seems to be that he seems pretty relaxed. You know, now whether that translates to on-field success is a whole other question. But I can say that the assimilation process has been much smoother than I think everybody sort of anticipated.
Now, is Hayward happy yet about his contract? And Derek Harmon, how's the health? Because those are two big guys for their defense, not only big, you know, physically, but big to help them stop the run.
Yeah, I mean, let's remember last time we saw them on the field, they were getting mashed by the Ravens, right? And that that stings, you know, that's going to sting for a while. You know, Cam, who knows? you know, he was out there last week a little bit. He's holding in, sort of. Sometimes he suits up, sometimes he doesn't. I would have to imagine, you know, once we get to maybe even the eve of the first game, you know, it's not unusual for the Steelers to sign, to redo deals literally the night before the season opener, and then all business stops till the end of the season. I could see them, how much cap room do we have left? What can we afford to kind of give Cam back? Because they did ask him to, in an NFL math kind of way, take a pay cut. And obviously he had a tremendous year last year at age 35, coming back from an injury marred 2023 and being an all-pro in his 14th season. That doesn't happen a lot. So, you know, I think it'll be fine. Derek Harmon, not as bad as initially feared, especially as he initially feared. The timing sort of is unfortunate because he really was having a strong camp and was really coming on, was expected to be the starter next to Cam kind of week one. You know, but it looks like they might not have to put him on IR, so you could expect him back before the end of September, which, you know, would be a good thing. This is people here are sort of optimistic. I am not as much, but you could point to the early part of the schedule and say, look, you can navigate this. But the problem is, you know, this is not a team that's going to afford to have a lot of wiggle room, right? I mean, this is a team that's sort of getting into the playoffs by the skin of their teeth every year, and they can't afford to have sort of a sluggish start. And when you don't have Aaron Rodgers on the field in the preseason, which they did not, when you don't have Jonnu Smith on the field in the preseason, which they did not, you know, it's a lot of question marks. And it won't be boring. I don't know if it'll be good, but it won't be boring.
I think, Will, one of the biggest things, I think, if they've got to have a strong run game to help the quarterback, number one, I think the biggest thing. And how is the offensive line coming along?
Not as good, candidly, not as good as they need it to be, to be honest with you. I think it's going to be a very sluggish start. You know, they moved Broderick Jones to left tackle. They have Troy Fatano, their first-round pick, who missed basically all of last season with multiple injuries, in at right tackle. You know, Isaac Seumalo has been limited, although he's such a pro that I assume he'll be fine. But there wasn't a lot of push in the run game during the preseason when they had the first-team offense out there. And I was out there on maybe the biggest gauge you could get from the preseason, which, I mean, nobody got to, you know, people didn't get to see, was their joint scrimmage with the Bucs, which I did see. And I did not see much where I was like, well, this is going to be fine relatively quickly. Now, granted, Tampa has a very talented defensive front. You have Vita Vea in the middle. It's going to be a problem, right? But it is going to be tough. I mean, I think there's a real good case that, you know, we could see a 2021 version of the Steelers offense where you had Ben and Roethlisberger in his last season sort of like, you know what, I'm kind of tired of getting hit. And to deal with that, I'm going to dump the ball off to, you know, Jaylen Warren or Caleb Johnson 97 times, right? I think that is, you know, it's a big unknown. Like, you look at Mike Tomlin's track record. You look at Aaron Rodgers' track record historically, not of late. They deserve the benefit of the doubt in some aspects, but super competitive division. You know, is this offense going to be good enough to score 28 points when it has to? That has generally not been the case really since 2018. And I don't know if that's the case in 2025.
Will Grave, Associated Press, covers the Steelers. Will, always great to talk to you. Football is here. We'll talk to you next week. Get those predictions for the upcoming season. Here there's Will Graves talking about the Steelers. Now we go to Cleveland talking about the Browns. He's with ESPN. He's Baltimore guy. He's our friend. He's the one and only Daniel Oyefuse. And Daniel, appreciate the time as always. Look at the quarterback room now in Cleveland, down to three. What was the plan going into the offseason, obviously into the draft, and why has it gotten to where it is today with Flacco and two rookies?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me, guys. Well, I think that Browns saw 2025 as a pivot season, especially after the struggles of the 2024 season, and this being the first year they had a full allotment of picks. They knew that Deshaun Watson was going to miss most, if not all, of the 2025 season. So they really entered the offseason looking to reshape this quarterback room. And the general idea was to draft a quarterback at some point in the draft, get a veteran, maybe a bridge-type quarterback, and then really with the nature of the quarterback's slate in free agency. They wanted to get maybe like a low cost, high upside pick. And that's really how it shaped out, with them getting Kenny Pickett first, trading for him in the first couple of days of free agency. Later on, they looked into Russell Wilson, but they finally kind of stumbled on getting Joe Flacco back. And then you had the draft, where they were really impressed with Dylan Gabriel, and that's why they took him in the third round. And then you kind of had Shedeur Sanders continue to fall, surprisingly, in the draft. And it really became like a why not lottery pick type of situation. The plan was to get three guys, but Shedeur Sanders falling kind of like threw a curveball, a wrench into those plans, and they got him. And obviously we had the fiasco with four and then five quarterbacks with Tyler Huntley. And now, just recently yesterday, Kenny Pickett being traded, you have the bridge quarterback in Flacco, and then you have these two young guys who they're likely at some point going to have to evaluate this season before 2026 when they have two first-round picks.
Hey, Daniel, because Joe doesn't move very well, kind of, you know, pocket passer period, how's the offensive line? Is it going to be good enough to protect him?
Well, it's going to have to be, because like you said, he's 40 years old. He doesn't move like he did maybe in his 20s. I mean, they've got that same group, that same veteran group from a couple of years back when they reached the playoffs. You know, Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio, Jack Conklin. They're an experienced group, but they're an aging group. All those guys are above the age of 30. So there is that question. Ethan Potick, the center, already got injured his knee in the preseason finale, and he might not be available for week one. So there is some concern about the age, maybe the durability of those guys. They do have a lot of comfort and experience in this Kevin Stefanski scheme that they're going back to. Wide zone, a lot of gap schemes pulling. So they should be able to execute the offense pretty well, but whether they can hold up for 17 games remains to be seen.
Now, how's the defense look, including Mason Graham, you know, their top, what, five pick?
Yeah, the defense is looking good. You know, they dealt with some injuries and some veteran guys who aren't going to be out there this season. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, the star linebacker, he's still dealing with that neck injury. He's on PUP, out for the year. Jordan Hicks, their veteran linebacker, he retired. So they put second-round pick Carson Schlesinger from UCLA right in the middle of the defense from day one. They gave him the green dot. He is looking like a stud right now. They have high rave reviews about him. Mason Graham has also looked good as well. He's kind of adjusting to a bit of a different scheme that's not as much read and react. He's going to be attacking more, and he had to get in shape, but he's coming along. They have a lot of depth along the defensive line. But the big question is who's going to step up at cornerback, because Martin Emerson Jr. is out for the year. And they're kind of shuffling guys in and out at nickel cornerback to fill that void as Greg Newsom moves outside. So they definitely have to watch for that. But looking like it's going to be a pretty solid defense, and going to have to be that way for this offense, with this offense coming along.
Daniel Oyapuse, ESPN. Daniel, real quick, biggest threat to the Ravens in the AFC North this year will be what team?
I'm going to say the Steelers. You know, obviously the Bengals have Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, but that defense, I don't know. And, you know, with the Steelers, they're good for 8 wins minimum. So if they get, you know, some vintage Aaron Rodgers, you know, that could be a sneaky team in the AFC North.
Daniel, appreciate the time as always. Happy football. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Daniel.
Yep, anytime.
There's Daniel Oyapuse, ESPN. We'll come back, reset for you. News from the Nest coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell at 12:15. We're turning up the money, hopefully, or this Turn It Up Tuesday. Kyle Goode, talk Orioles. Birds and Red Sox, game two of this series. Orioles lose a tough one last night. Still charging ahead, and Kyle Bradish is back. That's good news for this year and hopefully for next year as well. So we'll get an attendance report before we get out of here, of course, at 2 o'clock. So if some names aren't there, unless it's the injured guys, we're just assuming they're going to be part of the unfortunate purge that happens on this day.
Bob, practice is at 12:30, so I can't imagine. You know, maybe you have the guys that you want to keep on the practice squad practicing still, but guys you're going to cut, you don't want them to go out and get hurt. So I would think that, you know, around 1 o'clock we'll have a fairly decent idea of some of the guys. Some of them won't be there, I would think. A bunch of them probably shouldn't be there.
We'll count some money at 12:15. Buy or sell. Then talk Orioles with Kyle Goode from the Baltimore Banner. Birds and Red Sox tonight. Game two, up 4, 6:35 Camden Yards. Nolan, what's going on over there? Quick draw, everyone. If you're new to the show, it's Nolan McGraw. Nolan, how are you?
I don't know how anyone could not possibly know who I am. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm still wondering how you didn't win an award based on that show that you did a couple of weeks ago.
Well, they told me it's in the mail. They told me the check's in the mail, too.
That's right.
It fell between the seats, yeah. I guess.
I mean, you are a big, you're a big ticket item over there. I could see I could break the bank.
Right.
You got there a lot of attaboys.
I lead the world in attaboys.
Yeah, no, I'm chasing.
You're way 26 years behind me.
No, you're the GOAT when it comes to the
attaboys. Right. Tangible stuff, not
so much.
I'm not a kiss ass, though, so I'll roll with it.
The question you asked Daniel Oyefusi there, who poses the biggest threat to the Ravens in the AFC North? And go ahead and throw the Browns out the window. We know that's not of serious consideration, but I could see both sides of this between the Bengals and Steelers. And oddly enough, I think standings-wise, the Steelers might pose a bigger threat, but when it comes to head-to-head matchups, the Bengals are a tougher matchup for the Ravens. We saw a case in point last year with both of those games coming right down to the wire. You could flip a coin to determine the outcome of either one of those with the shootout results. But the Steelers, I think, you know, winning 10 games last year, seemingly a slight upgrade at quarterback. Their defense is still pretty strong. I mean, I have a hard time seeing them finish with a losing record, as we know with Tomlin, and it wouldn't surprise me if they're right there at 10 wins again. So, all said and done here, it's this weird toss-up where Cincinnati, people want to look at the flashy offense and just assume that they're the better team. But something tells me the Steelers might be more well-rounded.
Well, you look at their pre-buy schedule, and their buy's early this year. You have it in front of you? They got Jets home or on the road. They're going to be favored. I think they are. The Fields game.
Steelers?
Yes.
I got it right here.
All right, Seattle. Home at New England, and then the
Vikings
in London, 9:30. That's
they're all winnable.
Yeah,
I mean that's
and
that's
then
the
they
point
host
here.
Cleveland,
but they're all kind of if they're 1-3 after that, are we stunned?
No,
or if they're 3-1, I mean kind of the to your point, the Steelers, what they do, it's them.
Yeah, I mean, look, there could be some ugly results in there. Like if they come out of week one with a, you know, 13-10 win, I don't think anyone should be shocked by that if they get messy here. But there's just something about those Tomlin teams. They find a way. And I really do trust that defense at the end of the day.
Yeah. You know, is Hayward, you know, what's Hayward's deal? Because he's, you know, holding in. And Derek Harmon not being healthy right away because he's a big defensive tackle, run stop guy for them. That could be, but you know, and the Jets are going to try to run the football. I agree with you guys, you know, about being 13-10, something like that. And I didn't like, you know, Will Graves saying that the offensive line is not great.
You know, been dealing with that for years now. It's like when
and they got
gonna...
all these early picks and young guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, the first 2 weeks. Depending on what your favorite odds makers are. They're favored at the Jets, 2.5. And then they're favored 1.5 week 2 against Seattle. So they are favored.
Seattle's one of those teams that's really hard to make sense of. The quarterback change being at the forefront, obviously. I mean, I thought that Mike McDonald did good things there as a first-year head coach. But I really don't know how to pin down that team. I mean, they could be a bottom feeder or they could be a fringe wildcard team. I have no idea.
I just think that Darnold will have a lot of troubles against that Pittsburgh defense in Pittsburgh.
By the way, they're underdogs week 3 at New England, getting 1.5.
Wow.
But according to Jerry Palm, who we love, if it's not a 7-point spread, then it's not really an upset.
Maybe it's different rules for college.
Anyway, we'll come back here for John Harbaugh news from the Nest Style Buy or Sell, 12:15, Counts of Dough. Then we'll talk Orioles with Kyle Goon. Nate Davis, USA Today, join us 1 o'clock as we preview the season with him. He's always interesting with his preseason predictions. How many years in a row did he pick the Jets to win the Super Bowl? Last two, at least, with Rodgers. At least they got him going high. And Aaron Rodgers is now in Pittsburgh. I guess we put our money in the Steelers.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now.
You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.